fighter come back. On a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men plunder? Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Yeah, Men at Work there with that magnificent song from the past. Of course, we've been playing Australian music today because it is Australia Day over there, and celebrating it at the Australian Open as well. And that song brings back a few memories as well for Kiwi, particularly Kiwi cricketers in 1990. Martin Crowe, the late Martin Crowe, was captain to Pakistan, and we had a side that was down on numbers a wee bit after a couple of retirements, etc. So we were a little bit lambs to the slaughter. So he said, let's have a team song. And that was it. And we put it on the bus going to the ground pretty much every day and boom it out. And of course, by the end of it, you pretty much got to know every lyric in it. But it worked no good. We got hammered every day. Unfortunately, even though it was supposed to inspire us, it backfired a wee bit. It was still certainly a great tune. There's no doubt about it. Breakers are in action tonight. And they are playing against the Brisbane Bullets, that game commencing at 9.30. It's a road game, so over there in Queensland. Of course, they sit third at the moment. They've got a game in hand on the team who is finishing second, of course, and they're bouncing back after that fantastic win against the Sydney Kings, which halted a pretty poor run of form. Just at the right time, you would sense, Logan.
Yep. The road to the championship is well on its way because they do play Melbourne United as well at home on Saturday. That is going to be a real tough ask. The game tonight against the Brisbane Bullets might be a bit of an emotional fear, Smithy, at least on the Brisbane side of things, because across the ditch, some sad news recently. It's quite, disappointing anytime something like this ever happens. Harry Froling from the Brisbane Bullets was found unconscious at like 2 a.m. On the streets of Wollongong and Illawarra there the night of their win against the Hawks, after he was allegedly hit with a one-punch attack from behind. A 19-year-old man has handed himself into police over that act, so that's good in some regard, I guess. I'd rather you didn't do it in the first place, but that does mean that Harry Froling is now out for the rest of the season, Smithy.
That's terrible, and he's got a brain bleed.
Brain bleed and a fractured skull. So you imagine the road to recovery for that is quite long.
Reminds me of the late David Hooks, who suffered a hit from behind as well, and never recovered, never actually regained consciousness once he hit the concrete. That was it for David Hooks. So too often, eh? Too often that people get targeted in that manner, and every single time, man. This ruined two lives, absolutely ruined two lives, probably, in the sense of things, two lives. So that 19-year-old kid, he'll be feeling a mess, and if he isn't, he should be. What about, speaking of injuries, and this time a little bit more legitimate than that one, Stephen Adams' news coming through of a problem there.
Yeah, Stephen Adams is set for an extended break on the sidelines due to a knee injury, Smithy. The Memphis Grizzlies have confirmed that the big Kiwi centre will be out of the NBA action for between 3 to 5 weeks with a PCL strain in his right knee. The loss of the defensive and rebounding powerhouse is a huge blow for the Grizzlies, as you can imagine, who have now lost 3 straight games after previously scoring a club record run of 11 consecutive victories. Adams has been in dynamic form in the early stages of this year, leaving a big hole for the Grizzlies to fill. The injury occurred, unfortunately, during the final play, so almost coming unscathed there in the 112-110 loss to the Phoenix Suns on Tuesday, New Zealand time. That comes from Stuff. So, yeah, bit of a miss there, not having Stephen Adams, because you know how much he means to that team, Smithy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and he's probably playing the best basketball of his career at this point. He's been the most dominant. I think he's the enforcer. What do they call him? Head of security as well when it comes to courtside problems. He is just, he's become such a leading figure, and his combination with Morant has been quite outstanding. So they'll miss him in the run-in. They certainly will. And let's hope it doesn't put a dampener on his career. Big man, when big guys get ankle injuries and those sorts of problem areas, they take because of the weight that's put on the on those joints. It takes a lot longer than perhaps smaller people to recover. So we'll keep an eye on Stephen Adams and his road back to good health.